WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Good news for Americans who have to miss work because of the coronavirus. The House passed a relief package early this morning that includes sick pay for workers and enhanced unemployment benefits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We did what we said we were going to do. Put families first with paid sick leave, paid sick days, family and medical leave, unemployment insurance for the children. Maybe over 20 million children get their meals at school. They have food insecurity, and this bill addresses that as well as food for our seniors.
The Senate has not yet set a time to vote on the bill. Senators are not in town this weekend, but return Monday. As the coronavirus spreads across the U.S., President Donald Trump declares a state of national emergency.
The president's declaration lets loose more than $40 billion to help states, localities, and organizations dealing with coronavirus.
In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately.
Mr. Trump was photographed last Saturday standing next to Brazil's president's press secretary, who has tested positive for the virus.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to be tested.
Are you going to be?
Most likely, yeah.
A Thursday statement said the president did not need to be tested. In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
All mass gatherings of 250 people or more are banned in the district. Gatherings of people in at-risk groups should be limited to 10 people, says the director of the city's Department of Health, Laquandra Nesbitt.
These strategies are being put in place as part of our social distancing measures that are part of community mitigation.
She says movie theaters that have fewer than 250 people are allowed to stay opened. District officials also announced yesterday schools will be closed from Monday through March 31st. Students will have access to a website with lessons and can correspond with teachers during virtual office hours. The first three people in our area to test positive for coronavirus were Montgomery County residents. The county's health officer, Dr. Travis Gales, with an update.
We have a total of six cases in Montgomery County, and I'm happy to report that the first three cases that were reported last Thursday have all cleared and have been cleared to return back to their normal daily life schedules.
He says the other three people are all stable and doing well at home. In sports, they may not be playing, but instead, they're paying. Some basketball superstars are helping out the people who work at the NBA arenas and are now not working due to the suspension of the NBA season for the coronavirus.
All-star Giannis Antetokounmpo plays for the Milwaukee Bucks and in a tweet says he's donating $100,000 to workers at the Fiserv Forum who are now out of work for at least the next 30 days. Detroit Pistons star Blake Griffin also donated $100,000 to the workers at his home arena in Detroit. And New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson took that a step further, announcing on Instagram he'll personally cover the salaries of all the workers at the New Orleans Smoothie King Center for the month. And the management and players of the Golden State Warriors, they're giving back too, donating $1 million to their arena workers and, as they wrote, to ease their pain. I'm Jeff McKay.
Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11, Purity Products at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-5187. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-5187. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-5187. That's 800-245-5187.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, in Forestville on Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound between Donnell Drive and Walters Lane, you will find the left lane block. They are replacing a signal there due to an earlier incident, so do keep that in mind. No other issues to report at this time. In Virginia on 395 in the express lanes, those are closed between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge due to weekend road work. Main lanes are open and traffic so far is moving well on 395. 95 looks good from Springfield all the way in towards Stafford County. Now from GarageDoryPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Sunny and a warmer afternoon on this Sunday, highs in the low to mid-60s. Clear and cold tonight, lows 35 to 45. For your Monday, near 20 degrees above normal, sunny, very warm, highs in the lower 70s. I'm Stormwatch 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett.
Right now, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A good contractor knows that even their best work is only as good as the quality of the products they use. And that's why Roofing and More always uses the highest quality building supplies available. Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you already know that Roofing and More is the trusted choice for affordable roofing. But did you know they're also Northern Virginia's most qualified siding contractor and a premier James Hardy remodeler? Increase the beauty, value, strength, and durability of your home with James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. Built to outlast all other options on the market today, James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding is America's number one siding choice. To learn more about low-maintenance fiber cement siding options for your home, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Online at roofingandmoreinc.com. That's roofingandmoreinc.com.
Roofing and More, what's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Right now, 90 cents of every healthcare dollar is spent treating people with chronic conditions like heart disease. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield companies are working with doctors and nurses to stop disease before it starts. With preventive care, we reduce trips to the ER, reduce hospital stays, and reduce healthcare costs, helping to keep people healthier and costs down for the health of America. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Improve the air you breathe and prevent the spread of viruses with Michael & Son's Germicidal UVC. The same product used in hospitals around the world works off your existing heating and cooling system using high-intensity UVC light to kill or sterilize viruses and bacteria as they pass, making it harmless and incapable of reproducing. Improve indoor air quality and breathe cleaner, fresher air with Michael & Son's Germicidal UVC.
If you can, we can. Michael & Son.
Is your portfolio constructed to weather the stormy ups and downs of the financial markets? Your financial advisor can evaluate the good and bad news and help make sure your account is positioned appropriately. Hi, I'm Chase Hinderstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. He was at the White House for a 70-minute press conference on Friday afternoon. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, and that was some press conference.
Well, it certainly turned the tide on Wall Street. I think it turned the tide on public opinion. You were there. You also asked the president a question, but your sense overall, you've been at some of the other briefings. What was different about this press conference?
What was different about the press conference was the self-confidence evinced by the president that he's in a complex and certainly critical situation, and now he seems to be the master of it for the first time. That was not the case in his nationally televised address to the nation last week, nor was it the case in his Ash Wednesday press conference when he at first announced the measures the administration would take. Yesterday, he declared a national emergency, something that members of Congress in both parties had been hankering for. That may be the pivotal reason the market took off. In addition, the president announced new powers for Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar. He's going to be able to waive all kinds of regulations to get critical relief to those in need who may be dealing with the ailment. The president also was doing what he does best as a former television host. He introduced CEOs from major companies around the United States who vowed to help in the process of searching for a vaccine as well as testing those who show symptoms. All of this demonstrated a commander-in-chief in charge and in command. Wall Street certainly responded that way. I suspect the American public will respond when the polls are taken.
John, what stood out to you as the high points of the president's press conference?
Clearly, the long-awaited state of emergency was the most important development. The waiving of student loans was the second. And the president deeding the new powers to Secretary Azar showed that he had a plan. Is he flexible about some things? You bet. When my colleague John Decker of Fox Radio noted that 208 European countries have less cases of the coronavirus than does the United Kingdom and Ireland put together, the president held open the possibility that those two countries may yet wind up on the ban list. There were a lot of news stories that came out of the press conference yesterday, but I think the most telling news story would be Donald Trump is in charge.
Earlier on, there had been some question marks about the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. People had minimized him, thought he was on the way out, and he had been sidelined. What is the latest of your sense on Alex Azar's future?
Azar is in fighting trim, and if he's not in command of the coronavirus contrarian headquarters, he certainly is a very good second-in-command to Vice President Pence. Look, he's a career government man, a low-key personality, if ever there was one, and someone just consumed with public policy. I've known him since he worked in the George W. Bush administration. Initially, the word was in government, talk to Pence's guys, that it was Pence who was dominating the virus task force, and Azar was just his sidekick. Two things have changed this. First, Alex Azar was, if not the strongest voice, one of the strongest voices behind the travel ban dealing with Europe. Others wanted to back down, others wanted to water it down. Sources tell this reporter that Secretary Azar said, go for it. And in the process of doing, he won some new friends, particularly the president he serves. In addition, his handling questions when the vice president defers to him and his mastery of complex issues has won high marks from those of us who cover him. Alex Azar knows about the illness, about the spread of it, and he's a man in charge who knows how to respond. Certainly the president deeding these new powers to him to waive regulation is a case in point. If you want to fight the virus, you got to deal with Azar.
The president deferred your question to Dr. Anthony Fauci. What did you ask him?
Well, very simply, that the disease, as I have wondered for some time, strikes almost exclusively at the elderly and leaves the young alone. Now, this is very different from the swine flu or the Hong Kong flu of the last few decades. It only takes the lives of the elderly. Why? The president deferred to Dr. Fauci, who said he didn't mean to diminish the importance of my question, but their research has found, to no one's surprise, that the immunity system of the elderly is far weaker than that of young men and women. and thus they are at greater danger with this. Now, of course, as soon as he replied, I began getting Twitter and other forms of social media saying even a third grader knew that. You're weaker when you're older. And yet, no one, not even Dr. Fauci, can still say why it is that this disease, when it is a grim reaper, only takes those of the gray-haired and seasoned in our population and leaves others alone. That's still going to be researched, and the story is yet to be written on it.
During the press conference, there were negotiations going on between the White House and House Democrats. They finally came to terms late Friday on a coronavirus relief package. Plan is to spend tens of billions of dollars on sick leave, unemployment insurance, food stamps, and other measures. Pelosi announced the agreement in a letter to her fellow House Democrats, and the president tweeted his support and said, "The bill will follow my direction for free coronavirus tests, paid sick leave for our impacted American workers, so that in no way will small businesses be hurt." So it sounds like Democrats and Republicans will both try to take the credit on this one.
Oh, they certainly will. It's rare these days. It's almost as though a dinosaur came back to Earth when you find bipartisan agreement on a major and costly proposal. Well, guess what? Dino the dinosaur roamed Washington last week, and this agreement shows that members are not going to fool around, play partisan games, or dilly-dally with the critical issue of the coronavirus. If there's a vaccine out there and it takes federal funds to get it out of the market, they're going to get it. If relief is needed for those who fear the virus and are vulnerable, Congress will comply, and they already have with this package. The only question is, who gets the credit?
Some of the terms we hear, John, may be interpreted in different ways by many different people. The president announcing a national emergency and the stock market went through the roof. What is it about a national emergency that is a plus?
Well, what it is that people are only getting bad news for weeks on end about the coronavirus. When you declare a state of national emergency, people believe that government is doing something about the threat at hand. Now, no one is quite sure what Donald Trump is going to do. The final chapter is yet to be written on the virus. But as Franklin Roosevelt said, if something doesn't work, then try something else, but just do something. And that's primarily what the president appeared to be doing at his memorable press conference. The market responded saying, somebody is working at the White House.
So, John, politics continues over the weekend. The presidential campaign continues over the weekend. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden debate Sunday night at the studios of CNN without an audience.
Mm-hmm. This is something, Rick. This is essentially a postmortem, and it's Bernie Sanders' swan song. Joe Biden will wrap up the nomination, if not in the Florida primary Tuesday, in the subsequent sites for delegate selection. Already speculation starts on who is going to be his running mate. Now, Bernie Sanders, like a lot of people who've lost nomination already, and I've covered many of them over the years, still has a platform, and he still has people willing to send him money. Why give up free airtime and a chance to go one-on-one with Joe Biden, with whom he actually has a very convivial relationship, their disagreements notwithstanding? My guess is that Bernie Sanders will be a gentleman and will start the healing process in the Democratic Party that Biden so desperately needs if he is going to face and defeat Donald Trump. It'll be interesting to watch.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be watching your tweets over the weekend, John.
There'll be lots of tweets out there because it's never boring these days.
That's for sure. It's 7:20, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center. Then we're back with Cheryl Atkinson.
So far, expect a light volume of traffic on the interstates this morning. Beltway is in good shape with no delays to report. Now, do keep in mind that on the inner loop at the Clara Barton Parkway, road work is scheduled to close the ramp to the Clara Barton Parkway from the inner loop this afternoon. And also on the inner loop at Central Avenue, that off-ramp is closed for a long-term work zone. On Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound between Donnell Drive and Walters Lane, the left lane blocked. They are on scene replacing a signal there. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and cooler on this Saturday. High temperatures today in the upper 50s. Rain develops after sunset tonight. Lows in the mid-30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s downtown. Morning showers on Sunday. They should end in the late morning. Some late day clearing, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
48 degrees in Washington, 721, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. And, of course, you can watch Full Measure every Sunday, 10 a.m. on ABC7. Cheryl, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
You posted an article at CherylAtkinson.com, also at JustTheNews.com. And I thought this really helped to kind of put it in a perspective that we're not hearing in much of the national media coverage. And your headline, who in the U.S. has passed away and where from coronavirus? And as of late Friday, the numbers were around 47 people.
Yes, you know, this is not to say not to be concerned. Of course we should be concerned. But the idea that we have reason today to panic and be panic-stricken, I think, is a little bit overblown. But part of the reason I don't think we've done a really good job at giving some basic information. I'm having people ask me questions, very simple, basic questions that they're not getting readily from the news media, such as, can I get this again if I've had it once, or am I immune? And then with the deaths, I mean, there have been so far, and I'm just talking about when I did my analysis on Thursday, some people thought there was just sort of national deaths and destruction. And there was no list that I could find of the deaths that had occurred to date. I had to get them one by one at the time. CDC had 36. I found four more in news reports at the time. And almost all of them occurred in Washington State, and almost all of those in the same nursing home, with a sprinkle of a couple of others in a couple of other states. So the point being, these are all among elderly people in the nursing home in their 80s or 90s, people with pre-existing conditions and illnesses and things like that. Not to minimize it, one death is too many, but the notion that there is already today cause for national panic, I think, is not the case. And I, just by simply listing those who have passed away from coronavirus so far, I think it helps put that into a little bit of perspective.
One of the things that I think has caused a lot of concern among people watching and listening to the news is they hear terms, and they are serious terms, but you need to keep it in perspective in terms of the definitions of these terms. And according to the World Health Organization, a pandemic is an epidemic occurring worldwide, crossing international boundaries, and usually affecting a large number of people. WHO upgraded this to a pandemic, and all we saw Friday across our television screens are big, bold, red letters, pandemic, as though something happened overnight that elevated the crisis.
Well, I think we haven't done a great job of putting the information into perspective, and our eagerness to give the information that may be troublesome and alarming to some, maybe we're not also providing the context to let people know that canceling all of the events and sending people home from school is not because here yet we have had thousands of deaths or hundreds of deaths or even many dozens of deaths. That hasn't happened yet. These are all measures that we're taking to avoid that or minimize that. So I think there's some misconception when I talk to people. They feel like this is already something that has happened here in the United States, and they feel very panicked.
Now, you wrote The Smear, which, of course, is about the news media. What would be your perspective on how the news media in general has covered this?
I would say, like a lot of health issues, reporters tend to sometimes be skeptical of the wrong things and not skeptical enough of the right things. They almost act as though it's their patriotic duty to accept unquestioningly everything that comes out of certain medical sources, as if mistakes are never made or there are never ulterior motives, when history shows that, you know, that, that history is littered with these sorts of things. So this is a time when we need to be asking skeptical questions, in addition to making sure we are transmitting the information that's coming from health experts, health officials, and the government. But there are, you know, two sides to so many stories, or multifacets to many stories. And a lot of times I think the media just jumps on board because it's the superlatives of a story that draws eyeballs, and because they become instant experts, or seem to feel as though they're instant experts when they read a little or are told something by an expert they believe, again, unquestioningly, even when the experts are having to modify the things that they say day to day based on new data and information. So I would just say people need to not panic over any single thing that they hear. Get their research from multiple sources, and make up your own mind about some of this stuff. Don't just blindly read one thing or two things or hear what the media is saying and just think that that's all there is to the story.
And there are other stories in the news, and one you cover on Full Measure tomorrow includes an interview with the sheriff of Frederick County, Maryland, and it concerns recruiting for police forces. And with all of the stories we've seen about the police, the negative coverage of the police over the past few years, what does that mean for recruiting?
Well, Rick, my husband is a retired police official, and before he became a lawyer, when all of this publicity came down about police bad acts towards suspects, and sometimes acts that turned out not to be bad but still got bad publicity, but there was a lot of backlash against the profession of law enforcement. My husband said at the time, this is going to be bad for communities because it's going to hurt recruiting and they're going to have trouble finding good cops who want to do this line of work. And sure enough, I thought about that, you know, over the last couple of years. I buckled down and did a six-month-long investigation and contacted the top law enforcement agencies from 30 biggest cities and found there is a recruiting crisis in many departments from coast to coast over this phenomenon where recruits are worried that they're going to be second-guessed or Monday morning quarterbacked for a split-second decision that they make. Maybe their leadership's not going to stand up for them. So I'll have the statistics in my cover story Sunday of what we found, how hard it is for some departments to get applications and some of the things they're doing to try to draw good recruits. I mean, they're loosening up some of the requirements. They're raising salaries. That's good news for people who want to consider this sort of profession. But I think people will find that really interesting.
That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, Full Measure with Cheryl Atkison. And as always, thank you very much. And we can refer folks to your article on the coronavirus at justthenews.com and also at cherylatkison.com. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
And you too. 728, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland in the next half hour.
Hey, it's Mary Walter from WMAL. What if I told you you could listen to WMAL anytime and anywhere with the TuneIn app? Get breaking news from local stations and national networks and even listen to Fox News. Go to your app store to download TuneIn and start listening for free.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For over 30 years, we've been telling you about all the things we do. Yet people are still surprised when they actually visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. They expect to see kitchen and bath displays, but didn't know that we manufacture quartz and granite countertops, and didn't know we offer accessories, tile backsplashes, and flooring. And you'll be surprised, too, when you discover we can do projects in any room in your house, libraries, entertainment centers, customized wet bars, fireplace surrounds, hutches, offices, and much more. Take a look at some of the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, then call for a free consultation with an experienced designer.
Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
The first best-selling nonfiction book by an African-American female author was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, an autobiography by the poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou, a true Renaissance woman, and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for her writing.
I can do anything because God loves me and I'm amazed at it.
We salute Presidential Medal of Freedom winner Maya Angelou.
Cumulus Media and WMAL celebrate Women's History Month.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The House worked into the early morning hours to pass a coronavirus relief bill that includes free tests and sick pay for workers. Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer speaking before the vote.
Tonight, we're going to be passing legislation which deals with the related economic consequences to people in a very real way, to their employment, to their ability to support themselves and pay their bills. Care for their children.
The Senate has not yet set a time to vote on the bill. President Donald Trump tweeting last night before the vote he fully supports the bill. The vote came hours after Mr. Trump declared a state of emergency, which frees up more than $40 billion for states to handle the pandemic. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's pleased the administration and lawmakers are taking action.
In a time of crisis like this, there can't be any Republicans or Democrats. We're all Americans, and we've all got to act with one voice and take the actions that are necessary.
Schools around our region are closed to stem the spread of coronavirus. In the district, classes are canceled from Monday through March 31st. Chancellor Lewis Farabee says students will learn remotely. The district's also banned gatherings of 250 or more people. And in sports, Monumental Sports and Entertainment CEO Ted Leonsis says workers at Capital One Arena will be paid through the end of March, even though the NBA and NHL seasons have been suspended. Traffic and weather next.
Come celebrate the 50th anniversary of the City of Fairfax Band as they present Music of the Nights, a tribute to Sirs Andrew Lloyd Webber, Elton John, and Paul McCartney, March 14th at Fairfax High School. Visit fairfaxband.org to buy your tickets now.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor. EMP 180 helped me lose weight and get healthy. Now here's another great EMP 180 success story.
I was working out in the gym, and yet I wasn't able to lose the belly fat that I had. Hi, I'm Todd Sheets from Olney, Maryland. Saw some pictures of me and didn't realize how heavy I had become. My friend and then one of my relatives, they both did the program. It wasn't until I saw their results that it really inspired me to do the program. Before EMP 180, at my heaviest, I was 271 pounds. I had a body fat percentage over 30%. Today, I am 208 pounds and proud to say I had a body fat percentage the other day on my weigh-in of 13.3%. This program did exactly what the name says, did a 180 for me and my life.
Find out why hundreds of clients have given EMP 180 the most five-star reviews. Call 855-888-0180 or go to emp180.com. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, in the College Park area, be aware of some emergency roadwork right now on University Boulevard in both directions. Between Campus Drive and New Hampshire Avenue, you will find the left lane closed in each direction. Also, in Silver Spring on University Boulevard eastbound, between Langley Drive and Piney Branch Road, you will find construction there in the right lane. And also keep in mind the ICC eastbound will be closed between George Avenue and Layhill Road with the work they're doing on the tolling system, so do watch out for the posted detours. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Plenty of clouds on this Saturday. Temperatures a lot cooler than yesterday, only reaching the upper 50s. Now showers, they will become more likely after sunset, I think later on this evening. Lows mid-30s to lower 40s by early tomorrow morning. Morning showers, possibly even a mix in the higher elevations, but some late-day clearing for your Sunday, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
Right now, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Come aboard! Coming to the Dulles Expo Center March 13th through the 15th. This is a must-see show for all boating enthusiasts, featuring a large selection of boats at every budget. Take advantage of special show-only prices and incentives. Find unbeatable pricing on gear, accessories, and more. Everything you need to get on the water. All of this and more at the National Capital Boat Show March 13th through the 15th at the Dulles Expo Center. Save time. Buy tickets online at nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Okay, I just had the greatest car buying experience. It's Vince, and Select Auto Imports is truly where I found my dream car. No surprise, because they've won Edmunds 5-Star Dealer Award 5 years in a row. Select Auto Imports, they've been in Alexandria for 34 years. They have an incredible selection of late model, low mileage, luxury vehicles. Call Select Auto Imports right now, 703-971-9100, or selectautoimports.com. Drive luxury for less, and find out what drives you.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. They shouldn't be the driver behind your investment decisions, but tax efficiency could make a big difference in what you owe Uncle Sam. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WML's Wise Investor Show, reminding you that your financial advisor can help you make sure that your portfolio is tax smart and in line with your goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here. EMP 180 helped me lose weight and get healthy. Now, here's another great EMP 180 success story.
I went on a roller coaster, and I couldn't fit in the seat. I couldn't get it buckled. And that's disappointing because my kid wanted to go with me. I'm Dennis Marriott. I live out in Bristow, Virginia. I actually had a friend that joined EMP 180 and decided to give him a call. My first weigh-in, I was 346 pounds. Now I'm 276, so to keep losing that weight every week is just really a great feeling. My first milestone was that I wanted to be able to go on a roller coaster with my kid. The smile on his face made it all worth it. I think EMP 180 is a life changer.
Find out why hundreds of clients have given EMP 180 the most 5-star reviews. Call 855-888-0180 or go to EMP180.com. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Okay, I just had the greatest car buying experience. It's Vince, and Select Auto Imports is truly where I found my dream car. No surprise, because they've won Edmunds 5-Star Dealer Award 5 years in a row. Select Auto Imports, they've been in Alexandria for 34 years. They have an incredible selection of late model, low mileage, luxury vehicles. Call Select Auto Imports right now, 703-971-9100, or selectautoimports.com. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
At JES Foundation Repair, your satisfaction is our main priority. We understand the importance of fixing your foundation, basement, or crawl space right the first time to ensure your peace of mind, safety, and the longevity of your home. Call JES Foundation Repair for a free inspection and written estimate. We'll provide an affordable solution and special financing options to ensure you're getting quality service that fits your budget. JES Foundation Repair. There's a reason we've been around for so long. JESWork.com. JESWork.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Ask your inspector for details.
The latest expert analysis of the coronavirus, we've got it. Mornings on the Mall, Monday morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
7:37, Saturday morning update, WMAL. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, co-hosting the WMAL morning show all week, and also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good to be on again.
And thanks for being with us on a Saturday.
Sure.
All right, coronavirus. The hysteria, the panic. You know, I go to the grocery store Thursday night. I hit Whole Foods. There's absolutely no fresh chicken except for wings. Same situation at Safeway. A handful of wings packages. All the other fresh chicken's gone. No toilet paper. Bananas are gone. And who knows what else is gone. It strikes me that we're suffering more from the panic and the hysteria than we're actually suffering from any impact from the actual disease.
Yeah, and so I encourage people on that point to actually go out and do some research for yourself. Go online and examine kind of what the virus is. And this is where I think the media has both been helpful and hurtful by the fact that they really have not been very good about essentially kind of reminding people that the world is not ending, that things are bad but not critical. So I think that the thing to do is actually calm and be calm and go out and be prepared. And look, you know, I did my own kind of prep and review of things here in the house, and look, we got enough food and water and emergency rations if something really seriously happens to shelter in place. With that said, I don't see us anywhere near that. And, you know, when you go to Costco and literally find zero, you can't find any toilet paper or any paper products It's completely irrational. I mean, the way people have reacted to this is just, in a word, crazy. Don't take my word just saying there's not something to be worried about. You need to be prepared. There's, you know, you may get sick. But if you get sick, it's going to run the course. And according to the stats, you know, unless you're in one of the real categories of being essentially with an immune system that's compromised, you're probably going to be okay. So I think people need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and do some shopping. Be prepared to have about 4 weeks to kind of hang around at home and do things from home. But that's kind of what they need to expect.
You know, the numbers, keeping the numbers in perspective, and I mentioned this much earlier on the show, and a lot of people don't join us till the 7 o'clock hour. You know, the latest stats on the Johns Hopkins University site for COVID-19, around the globe, total confirmed cases, 145,369, and the death toll is 5,429. That's all you see on CNN. I mean, they've got the little, you know, the little red Chiron on the lower third, coronavirus pandemic. They neglect to put a third number up, which is the 71,694 people who have recovered so far around the world. And that helps to keep it in perspective. Almost half the people that have had confirmed cases have recovered. And Montgomery County, there are 6 cases, but 3 of those cases are now fully recovered.
Right.
No longer contagious. That was reported last night by the Montgomery County government. We've been talking about it this morning. So it's a matter of keeping it in perspective.
Yeah. And I think this is where the best thing any individual can do at this point, self-educate and self-prepare to the level necessary. And don't be thinking somehow this is a civilization-ending event. That's frankly what the left wants you to believe and wants you to overreact. So am I going to be cautious? Yeah, but I'm going to New York Monday. I'm supposed to be in Florida later in the week. I plan on living my life like everybody else does. So
I want to turn to the Middle East. We've seen U.S. airstrikes recently against the Taliban and U.S. airstrikes most recently in Iraq. And I guess there could be a little confusion that we have things going on two fronts. So quickly separate the difference in what we have to deal with in Afghanistan and the Taliban and what we're dealing with in Iraq and Iranian-backed forces.
Yeah, so in both locations, we're right now trying to help the local governments find a path to sustainable peace. And that peace has to be, you know, according to our objectives, our policy, a stable secular government in Iraq and a stable secular government in Afghanistan. While these objectives are related, the regions are separated by a great deal of distance. And in the case of Iraq, we're working to help, you know, make sure that the Kurds have a great deal of autonomy and support within the central government. That you know, this is something we've pushed as a policy, and deny Iran from being able to completely overwhelm and consume Iraq. That is to say, that's one of the objectives of the Iranians, is tried to undermine the Iraqi government. And that's why you've seen these airstrikes over the last few weeks against Iranian militia, Hezbollah, in Iraq. So that's one theater. There was an attack against the Green Zone in Baghdad again last night. So you will continue to see military operations being conducted against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah in Iraq. Afghanistan, we've had a similar thing by the fact now we're trying to reduce our number of troops. We've started pulling troops out as part of the Afghan peace process, which we've signed up to and the Taliban has signed up to. In this case, there's an attempt to reconcile the Taliban, which is essentially a regional organization, which we've declared a terror organization, no doubt, that we're trying to basically help them re-insinuate themselves into the government process, into the governance process, by the fact that they were excluded politically from having a voice. I compare this to the Northern Ireland peace process, where the IRA, you know, the Irish Republican Army, the Catholics felt they were excluded from a political process, and they were reintegrated into it. Sinn Féin became a political wing of the IRA and things like that. This is what we're seeing in Afghanistan. and there's military operations there, and they're, you know, in both theaters, ISIS is attempting to continue to destabilize things. And in the case of Afghanistan, ISIS has become kind of the common enemy that both the Taliban and the Afghan government focus on with us, and the same in Iraq. So I think there's similarity by the fact there's ISIS in both theaters. Everything else is a bit different, but that's where we're conducting our military operations right now.
Well, thank you for the clarification and you know, helping us understand that on this front with all of the other focus on the coronavirus in the news. Some of this just gets kind of shoveled onto page 7 or 8, and it's important to us. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so very much.
Rick, always great to be on. Thank you.
Appreciate it. 7:45 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll check in with KT McFarland next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, so far traffic moving well on 95 from Dale City heading in towards Springfield and 395. No delays from Metro Road to the 14th Street Bridge, though keep in mind that the express lanes of 395 are closed between Etzel Road and the 14th Street Bridge for weekend road work. Also, keep in mind there is weekend road work that is affecting the Intercounty Connector that closed eastbound between George Avenue and Lake Hill Road due to the work they're doing on the tolling system, but detours are in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday, will be cooler than yesterday. High temperatures today in the upper 50s. Tonight, rain develops after sunset. Lows in the mid-30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s downtown. For your Sunday, morning showers, I think lasting through the late morning. We'll see some late day clearing. High temperatures in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
48 degrees at 7:46.
Mild March weather means double savings with Snell Heating and Air Conditioning's $79 tune-up bundle. Snell preps your AC now for summer heat. When fall hits, Snell's stand-up guys return to reset your gas or electric heater for winter. Both services include Snell's own no-breakdown guarantee. What are you waiting for? Get two A-plus rated premium tune-ups for one low price. Early birds save big when you call 866-77-STAND-UP-GUYS or visit snellheatingandair.com.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center Saturday and Sunday, March 14th and 15th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, March 14th and 15th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Right now, 90 cents of every healthcare dollar is spent treating people with chronic conditions like heart disease. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield companies are working with doctors and nurses to stop disease before it starts. With preventive care, we reduce trips to the ER, reduce hospital stays, and reduce healthcare costs, helping to keep people healthier and costs down for the health of America. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Planning to buy a home? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. Call Mark at 202-625-1221, online at cornerstonefirst.com.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt. And global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too.
University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. Get credit for what you know. You can earn up to 90 credits for relevant work, life, or military training and experience. Save time and money towards your undergraduate degree or certificate. Learn more at umgc.edu/radio. That's umgc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
7:51 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Katie McFarland joins us. She has authored the book Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Democrats and the progressive media have been trying to cast the coronavirus as President Trump's Katrina. You've been watching this. You have worked closely with the president. How would you assess his positioning at this point in dealing with this crisis?
Look, over a week ago, I wrote an opinion piece for Fox News that this could end up being Trump's finest hour, not as these sort of bitter little ankle biters are saying, his Katrina. I think his business background, his willingness to break through bureaucratic red tape, he's shown it before in New York in his business. He's shown it when he rebuilt Central Park's Woolman Rink. And I think he could be the right man for the crisis. In the last few days, he had a couple of sort of, you know, not particularly terrific statements and starts, but nobody's going to remember that. They're going to remember how he dealt with it and how he finished this crisis. And I think the last couple of days are pointing in the direction that he's the right man for the moment. On Wednesday, he extended the travel ban to Europe. That was an important thing to do. And because we had the initial traffic, we had the initial ban from China, and now from Europe, we've prevented the worst of it from happening here. Right now, we could be Italy. But because of the ban on the Chinese travel, I think we've sort of dodged that one. And yesterday, which I never thought I would see this, all the business rivals and the major wholesalers in America, they together came together to form a public-private partnership to work on testing the virus. And Trump has taken a couple of steps to stabilize the economy, put money immediately back into the hands of the people whose jobs are most affected. And it's something I thought would only happen once hell froze over. He worked with the formerly Trump-hating Democrat governors of California and New York on finding common ground to the point where both of those governors, Gavin Newsom of California and Cuomo of New York, praised Trump for his actions, and he praised them right back. And then, you know, look, there were a couple of firsts this week. First, on Wednesday, he told people to wash their hands. That's got to be an Oval Office first. And on Friday, on what it must be definitely a first for modern presidents, at least, modern politicians, he told us to pray. And he designated tomorrow, Sunday, as a national day of prayer. That's something nobody's really done since World War II. So I think he's the man who's up to the moment. And those little, I mean, here's what I'm calling them, bitter ankle biters on Capitol Hill and the Washington press corps. They're unable to resist plain politics, even when confronted with this. They seem pretty, I don't know, increasingly petty and irrelevant.
Well, that was a bold step in cutting the travel from anyone but Americans coming in from Europe. Bold step, took a hit in the markets, but yesterday the market, biggest point increase, the biggest point jump since 2008 in the financial crisis, then market up almost 2,000 points yesterday. I want to turn to a story that has been online the last 24 hours, and it relates to your book, because I was seeing this and the way it was being reported, and I wanted to get it straight from you. I will read from a story at justthenews.com. President Trump's former deputy national security advisor says a British intelligence official hinted to her that his country had aided the Obama administration's early Russia collusion probe during the 2016 election. You would be that former deputy national security advisor. Tell us what this is about.
Well, during the transition, when the Steele dossier came out, I received a communication from my counterpart. He wasn't an intelligence official. He was the deputy national security advisor to the prime minister, so my equivalent counterpart for the Brits. And he said, are you going to comment on this Steele dossier? We're not going to comment on it. The only thing, we're going to just say nothing. We're going to have no comment, which is a normal intelligence reaction. And he said, but you know, our two intelligence communities work very closely together, and it's often difficult to tell where one ends and the other begins. So to me, that was an indication that they, you know, they may have at some point in the past kind of cooperated with whatever the Obama administration was doing, not necessarily on the Steele dossier, but that was the most obvious one. But as more and more information is coming out now that the senior officials of the Obama intelligence community and senior officials in the Justice Department and FBI and the Obama administration were pursuing the Russia hoax, even though they knew it was a hoax, I think that's a pretty telling admission by our closest ally, and an attempt by them of just saying, look, new slate, we're going to work together with you closely. Let's not look too carefully what went before. It's just one more piece of evidence that a lot of bad stuff was happening. And I certainly am putting a lot of hope and faith into John Durham that the Durham report is going to uncover this, because unless those people are made to pay a price and held accountable, then, you know, it's going to happen again. And next time it might be Republicans who are going after Democrat presidential candidates. It's just got to stop now. You can't. We put all these unbelievable powers in the hands of our intelligence community because we want them to track down terrorists and mass murderers, but we don't want them to come after their political rivals. And I think increasingly that seems to be what the Obama administration officials were doing.
Well, that's an experience leading up to the Mueller investigation. What about after the Mueller investigation began, what you went through there? And we've talked about this before, but for people that have missed this, or even if you've heard this before, I think what you experienced in the investigation was mind-boggling to me.
Well, they understood, a couple of the Mueller people, and then even the congressional committees who came after me, they understood a couple of realities, that they can bankrupt people. They don't have to find you guilty of anything. They can accuse you of things, and then to defend yourself, they don't have to prove you guilty. You have to prove yourself innocent. And to do that, you have to, on your personal nickel, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself. And they know that. And so they use that as a weapon to bankrupt people and give them the choice of, well, you plead guilty to a crime you didn't commit because we want a political scalp, or you implicate others in crimes you don't think they've committed to get off of these ruinous legal expenses. Thank God my husband and I owned our home and our five kids were through college, because other people younger than I at a different stage of their lives, they've had to, you know, Mike Flynn lost his house. Other people have used up their kids' college education funds to defend themselves against what we increasingly now know the intelligence community realized before they really even began the Russia hoax, before Trump even took office. They knew it was a phony thing, but they went after it anyway. Why? Well, let's ask them. Let's get them before a grand jury, and let's get them to answer some questions. And maybe, you know what, let's have them pay for their own lawyers.
I know you go into this in much more detail in your book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And unfortunately, we're out of time, KT, but I just want to point out your career in public service and serving this country from positions at the Pentagon. I mean, you go back to working with Henry Kissinger, Ronald Reagan. You've given so much to this country, and to have that treatment in a politicized environment, in a politicized investigation, it's shocking. It's just shocking.
Well, that's why we're going to make sure that those people are held accountable. And I'm calling them bitter little ankle biters. You know what that the acronym is? BLAB. Let's go get it.
KT McFarland, thank you so much for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. That's it. The news is next at 8 o'clock with Heather Curtis, and we will keep you posted, obviously, throughout the weekend on the latest developments on the coronavirus. Stay with us. It's 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.